by popular demand, Robin McFuckingMarsh has returned to record. Back to the studio, boys. Here I am, back in the studio. So we're gonna see what we can cook up today, you know. So, I truly believe that I have ADHD now. Now, my mom, when I was like five, like when I was a small human, right? She thought I had ADHD, but the only reason she didn't go bring me to a doctor, bring me to a specialist, was because I could sit down and watch the entire Cars movie. Now, does my obsession with the Cars movie feed into my NASCAR addiction now? Perhaps. Maybe. Have I always liked Cars? Yes. Do I love NASCAR? Fuck yes. The only thing that could make NASCAR any better was if they had hot cheerleaders with big motherfucking, and I'm talking massive honkas. Massive, huge, incredibly big honkas. But that's besides the point. Anyway, so if you have ever tried to hold a full fucking conversation with me, I think it is very and very obvious that I cannot concentrate for shit. Okay, like, I'm trying to talk to you. You're probably trying to talk to me. You can't. Like, I don't make sense. I know I don't. So don't say, if I say something and you say, huh. Bitch, I don't know what I'm talking about either, bro. Why you ask me what I mean? Like, I don't know. When I say something, there was a 300% chance that it did not go through my brain first. So, like, I don't process my own thoughts. Like, whatever comes out just comes out. And most of the time, I regret it. I mean, I don't regret it, but I'm like, oh, that was weird, Robin. Why are you talking about honkas? Like, what the I'm just glad people think I'm funny. It's from all the childhood trauma, thanks, and it's from my emotionally incompetent parents, and, you know, I have to be funny. Oh, and my inability to have sex, you know, that also feeds into it. If I'm not funny, no one will love me. But anyway, that's besides the point. I can't concentrate. All I think about all day is boobs and NASCAR, and I wish that was an exaggeration. It's really not. Like, there's nothing going on in my head. Brain empty, no thoughts, only pain. Like it's not even a joke. Like, I know, haha, funny Robin. No. I literally, all I be thinking about is that, you know, sometimes I'm like, yeah, damn. All I be thinking about is like, so I'm watching these cute guys make this left turn. My entire fucking mind is one big NASCAR racetrack, and imagine a NASCAR, let's say Talladega. They got the lights, they got the track. My thoughts are the cars racing around the track. So in coming in first down, we got on the left corner side of the fucking rink, coming in hot first off. Coming in hot for the 30th lap. 30 laps to go. We have boobs. Big honkas is coming in first. Second place would definitely have to be Krispy Kreme, my place of employment. So I got boobs. Krispy Kreme, my boyfriend. Women. Man, I love women. Don't tell my boyfriend I said that. Just kidding, he knows. I say it literally all the time. All I talk about is girls. I like girls. Girls are so pretty. Like, I've never seen a girl that I wouldn't fucking, like, kiss on the cooter lips. Like, why don't, like, fuck. Oh, okay. I say that, but then I watched the Magic Mike final dance scene for the first time today, and I've never been more horny in my entire fucking life, dude. Like, why can't we normalize, like, male strippers? Like, I would pay top dollar to have some bitch grind on my face like Chris, or whatever the fuck, one of those Chris Hemsworth Evans, I don't know which one it was, grind on my face, like, bro, rub your, teabag me, bitch, lie down. What, you ain't got that fat nutsack swinging around in your pants for nothing, bruh. Drop it down. Let me see them suckers. I want to see that hoe swinging from side to side. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, that's besides the point. Oh, I was talking about, what was I talking about? Oh yeah, so back to the beginning of the story. My mother did not bring me in to get me diagnosed with ADHD, right? So I go through all of elementary school, I'm fine. Middle school, fine. Hit high school, my grades, I like fail classes and shit. I'm like, what's going on? What's going on? I used to be the smart kid. What's going on? Well, actually, it's probably just my brain is going, and I cannot do anything that requires an extensive amount of thought, because whatever you're telling me, like, if it looks like I'm not paying attention, it's not personal. Like, I just can't focus for the love of me. Like, I can't hold an actual conversation. I can't. It's impossible for me. And it's not like I hate, it's not like I don't like talking to people. It's just like, if you try to have an intelligent conversation with me, like, in public, in a public environment, there's no way it's gonna happen. Because I cannot concentrate with anyone else around me. Unless it's just one-on-one, me and you, it's not gonna happen. If there's any outside stimulus, holy fuck, I can't do shit. What the fuck was I talking about? Anyway, okay, so, I went, like, I was like, you know what? I need to talk to my mom, but, like, I need to talk to my mom about this. Maybe she can, like, help me. So, my mom was, like, I don't know, looking at the menu of some restaurant. And I'm like, hey, mom, can I talk to you about something? And she's like, yeah, what? And I'm like, I'm, like, really pretty sure I have ADHD. And I'd really like to go, like, see a doctor about it. Because I feel like my school performance could be extremely better if I was actually medicated. Because I know I am. Like, I need to be medicated. There's no way I can just raw dog another fucking whole year of school. It's not gonna happen. I'm gonna fail classes. She's like, okay. Oh, look, they have pizza. I'm like, this is why I don't talk to my parents about anything. I don't think I've ever been emotionally vulnerable with my parents. Because whenever I, like, even, like, cry over, like, stuff that should be cried about, they're like, why are you crying? You're such a fucking baby. And I'm like, yo, you guys are the reason I'm emotionally numb. Like, why are you doing this shit to me, bruh? Like, you, the whole reason that all I am capable of thinking about is boobs, because if I think about anything else, yikes. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn. Can't you guys be emotionally competent? You're the okay, so my other problem. Relationships. Everybody knows. Robin, you know, Robin has hoes. Not right now. Obviously, I don't have hoes right now. But in the past, you know, I'm a major pimp. I get all the pussy. I get all the, you know, I get all the balls I want. You know what I'm saying? I'm a massive pimp. I get all the hoes, right? But relationships? Bro, I've had like two. It's because one, I'm really like picky. Like, I'll just, you know, I'll do any, like, I'll like hang out with anyone, but like, in order for me to actually have a crush on you, it is like if I have a crush on you, you are like a superstar, dude. Like, you've done something right. But like, seriously though, if you don't have a fucking rack on you, I'm just kidding, but I mean, like, relationships have always been so hard for me. I don't know why. I think it's because I'm actually, like, I say I'm emotionally incompetent, like, oh, funny. No, I'm actually emotionally incompetent. I don't, like, if you're talking to me and you're, like, trying to vent, like, I'm not gonna know what to say. I can give you a hug, but if you're crying, bro, I don't know what the fuck to do. Like, and I think that's why I also don't get along with girls very well. Like, because they're more of like, you know, they're kind of like, they talk about feelings a lot more. Like, if you try to talk about feelings with me, I'm not going to know what the fuck to say, because I deal with my emotions in a way that is super unhealthy, and I'm like, I'm sad, not going to think about it anymore. Boobs, NASCAR. Damn, I'm insecure. It's just like, I don't know how to fucking do things. I don't know how to, like, luckily this time around, so, you know, my first two boyfriends, they were really sensitive, emotional people, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's a really good thing. But like, I'm not, and I think it's like that, it's not, it doesn't work if I'm so insensitive. And I mean, I'm trying, I really am, but I'm trying to be like more emotionally competent. Like, I was only like 14 when I had my first like high school boyfriend. I'm like, bitch, I'm stupid. Like, bro, I just got out of fucking 8th grade, bro. You expect me to, like, understand, like, commitment and love at this point? Plus, you cheated on me, so, like, what the fuck do I do now? Bitches be like, damn, Robin, why you do him like that? I don't know if I should name drop. Should I name drop? Damn, should I? No, I'm not trying to shade anybody. Anyway, no, so, like, first high school boyfriend, fucking Jesus Christ almighty, that was the craziest shit ever. We literally only stopped talking like December, because like, I was like, okay, bruh, it's time for you to get going, okay? Like, you literally haven't dated after me. He still hasn't dated after me. He's literally like, he is incapable of love because of me. Oops. But maybe, yeah, I don't fucking know. That was some crazy shit, though. He didn't have honkas. That's why it didn't fucking work out. He didn't have fucking cooter lips. You know what I'm saying? He didn't have fucking pussy lips that hanging out one side of the panties. You know what I'm saying? He didn't do stuff right. Well, no. Bitches be like, damn, Robin, you a horrible person. I'm like, yeah, maybe, but I'm trying my best. Like, you're trying to crash my pimp shit, bro. I don't know how to commitment. Actually, I do. It just, like, I can't. Like, I can. I have been for the last, like, 5 months with Mr. fucking Ding Dong that everyone thinks is a femboy now, because I've been talking about femboys so much. Wesley is not a femboy. He's a top. And I know I give off top energy, but it's really hard to top someone who is 5 times as strong as me and also 10 inches taller than me. Yeah, it's really hard. And yeah, he is a top. Wesley is a top. He's not a femboy. He does not wear skirts. I wish he would, but it wouldn't really suit him. I want a rat boy who's got no meat on his bones and only eats his jewel pod for breakfast to put on a skirt for me and whine. Like, I want you, like fucking whine, bitch. I want it so bad. I miss being a top. I was a top in my last relationship, the one before Wesley. That was fun, bro. Except, like, I was just on a power trip the whole time, so my God complex was kind of, like, really popping off, you know? But, you know. Oh, you know what else? Alright, so as soon as I figure out a way, I'm 155.77% ordering a strap-on. So, if any of y'all motherfuckers know where I can get the facilities for that, and then, you know, ladies, as soon as I get strapped up, I'm gonna ride every single one of you like a fucking cowboy. I'm gonna spread your motherfucking fat ass, juicy ass, voluptuous pussy lips, and I'm gonna stick my plastic dick all the way up to your motherfucking lungs. I'll fill you the fuck up. You think your ex gives good dick? You ain't never had Robin dick. I will ride you like it's the last lap of the motherfucking Indy 500. I will demolish your shit. Y'all ain't ready for this stroke game. I've been practicing for years. I just need the actual strap on. I'm gonna destroy y'all. Y'all are gonna be like, I'll get a sign-up sheet. Like, I'll put that shit up in the comments or some shit. Like, who wants to get raw dogged by Rob Dog?
Oh, that was a tight-ass thing.
Who wants to get raw dogged by Rob Dog? You know, that's so fucking tight. I'm gonna tweet that. You know what else is tight? My pussy. So tight that nothing's ever been inside of it. And I'm incapable of intimacy, but it's cool. God was like, yo, you know what we about to do with you? And I'm like, no, don't do it, don't do it. He's like, ah, you're gonna be literally the most overly sexual person to ever exist. But you know what? You know what's gonna be the fun fact? You're probably gonna graduate high school a fucking virgin. Matter of fact, you'll probably fucking die a virgin. I know y'all think I'm joking. No, I have never had sex in my entire fucking life. And it's all I ever talk about, isn't it? You hear, like, every other word out of my mouth is pee-pee, like, dick, cock, pussy. Like, y'all know I have the nastiest jokes. But I am incapable of being intimate. It's a serious insecurity of mine. I don't talk about my insecurities because I have like a few. Let's see. What are my insecurities? I'm really insecure about, well, not being able to have sex, because it's like, it's almost debilitating to think about. Like, it's like insanely probably my biggest insecurity, because it's like, you know, there's a lot of, you know, it's just like, what if I got, it's ruined a lot of my relationships. It really has. Like, it's awful. It's just like, what do I do? Like, I just, anyway, so what I was talking about, boobs, NASCAR. So anyway, boobs are really cool because they're, like, super fatty, and they're, like, you know, like, have you ever laid on, like, your head on a pair of tits? And I'm like, dude, your honkers are so fat. Luckily, I have a lot of friends that are, like, fucking gay, so I can just, like, bury my face in between their massive honkers, and I'm like, yo. And I'm gonna smash every single fucking one of them. I'm gonna fuck every single one of my friends. Okay, as soon as I get my strap, I'm gonna get strapped up for each and every one of y'all. I'm gonna get so strapped up, bruh. I'm gonna be fucking hung. You ain't never get raw dogged from Rob Dog. You ain't never got dick till you got it from the king. King Rob. Man, oh man. You know what I could go for right now? Stick my plastic dick in between some big old boobies that are covered in barbecue sauce. I'm gonna be like, yeah, bitch, you my rib. I'm gonna cover that hoe in barbecue sauce. I'm gonna stick her on the grill. And then I'm gonna give her this McGriddle. What should I name my strap-on? Like, I think it should have a cool name. Like a really super swag name. I gotta think about that. That's something to think about, actually. Like, what, like, I guess I'll have to look at, like, penis names. I want to take a ride on your disco stick. Like, you know. It's gotta be swag. It's gotta be, like, super fucking dope. Because if it's not, like, what's the point? Like, I'm gonna be like, hey, girl. You ready for the meat wagon? You ain't ready for this. You ain't ready for this. You ain't ready for this fucking magic 8 balls in your face, you know what I'm saying? You ain't ready for this trophy husband type shit. Like, if you want to know anything about anybody, I'm just saying. You know what you need? You need my meat wagon. That's what it's going to be called. You know what it's going to be called? That's what it is going to be called. My strap-on is going to be called the fucking meat wagon. And I'm going to drive that hoe over to your girlfriend's house. And I'm going to fuck your girlfriend. And she's going to break up with you because she's never had dick like the raw dog from the Rob dog. You can't raw dog yo girl like Rob dog. You can't. Because I'm going to be all up in there. I'm going to start barking at her and be like, I'm going to growl in her ear. I'm going to fucking pull on her hair and from hitting it from the fucking back and be like, you like that shit? Like, you can't top that. I can top it because I'm a top. You cannot provide the immaculate meat for your girl like I can. Just you fucking wait. Men are gonna go out of style as soon as I get strapped up. As soon as I get that shit on lock. I'm gonna get your girl on lock. Your girl's gonna be mine. Hide your dollars, man. I'm about to go hunting. I'm gonna go on the prowl. I'm gonna be like, I smell pussy on the air tonight. I wonder who's marinating. You know what I'm saying? Better keep your daughters inside. Robin is about to get strapped. You ain't ready for this. You ain't ready for this. Well, you done heard it here first, folks. That was Robin Marsh. Robin McFucking Marsh. On the airwaves tonight. I hope y'all have an enjoyable evening. And I hope that your mind is clear and fresh after hearing my sweet, tight, juicy lyrics. My sweet, tight, juicy words. Flowing straight from the River Robin. Right out into your ears tonight, girl. Have a good night, y'all. Robin loves you.